Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
You need the freedom to be able to do what's best for your customers. The financial part of it comes easy to me. You're going to realize that sometimes you're going to get a big check from the IRS, but you're broke. You didn't have a plan for the money, so it's gone. So if your plan does not have the ability to wiggle, it's not a good plan. We don't want it to stop with us. How do we make it that 32,000 people become 60,000 people? Is it going to be done fully by us, or is it going to be done by new people coming in like yourself or other folks that can get us out there?
What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
You're just hitting a roadblock that creates a new opportunity.
So Rocky, man, again, and welcome to the Failure's Knowledge Podcast. I just got one question for you. Why Prudential Advisors?
Well, it's a very large company. They allow for me to be my own boss, for me to take care of my own business. Being a financial advisor, you need the freedom to be able to do what's best for your customers. And they allow me to do that for my customers. Allow me to plan out from either the smallest thing to, you know, the kids' education, all the way to retirement. So I really get a chance to really flow with my business and take care of my clients the way that they need to be taken care of. So.
So I don't know if you have you met Donna Nick right next to me. She was one of the first people that I interviewed today. But she was saying how she had to learn more about the financial industry. And then when you learning about it, it's not easy because it's something that you're introduced to. Right. It's not as easy as everybody make it seem because, you know, experience, time and things of that nature. But what was your biggest failure while transitioning to the financial industry?
Well, the financial part of it comes easy to me. I have an accounting degree. I've been with Chase Bank for 18 years after that. And now I'm with Prudential. So that part of it is easy. So determining how I can help you and how I can really best, you know, work for you, that's the easy part for me. Finding the people that want the help, that's the part that's always interesting because everybody needs the help. But not everybody, you know, notice that it is a need. They think it's just a nice want that if you're cool, you can have a financial advisor. But the truth is, and the matter is that having a financial advisor is a need for everyone. And for you to plan out your whole financial life is so important because if you don't have to worry about the money part, it gets pretty easy from there. You can have all your hopes and dreams because you don't have to worry about the money. So that's my struggles are mainly with finding more people that want that advice and not just want to do their own thing. So that's it.
So now you have to learn how to sell. Yes. You have to learn how to market yourself. You have to learn how to put yourself out there consistently. You have to learn how to really follow up with people. I just spoke with Travis and he told me that his Q4 was looking good. And a lot of people Q4s or quarter fours are not looking great. Yeah. Why don't you let setbacks determine your future?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you let setbacks determine your future?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm stuck with a setback, I can't go forward. That means that now I might as well just quit my business because there is part of life is setbacks. It's the same thing with finances. Okay, if you're doing it on your own, you're going to realize that sometimes you're going to get a big check from the IRS, but you're broke. You didn't have a plan for the money, so it's gone. Having that being a setback, does that mean that you stop saving? You don't. You start from where you are. So for me, if I have a giant setback, I just look for the next plan. You know, I like to say the famous saying that I made famous, of course, and hopefully your viewers make it more famous, is the best laid plans are those that have wiggle room. So if your plan does not have the ability to wiggle, it's not a good plan. So it needs to be able to move with the times, life. Human beings, the earth is unstable, everything about it. If you can wiggle, that means you can have the same plan, but when it comes out the other end, it may not look the same, but it was a plan and it got you to the other end. Without a plan, you have nothing. And the plan can't wiggle, you're going to run into a wall. So, yes.
And I definitely agree. And you shared something with me about the Temple Business Expo on how y'all actually having so much success. And when Robert talked today, he spoke about the impact that y'all having. And then when Travis came on, he talked about the amount of people, which was 32,000.
Yes.
And some change. I don't know the exact number, but it was 32,000. Yeah. But to get to 32,000, you can't do that by yourself.
No. No. Really, Temple Business Club became an organization when we started incorporating the ambassadors, the executive team, and we're trying to get it so that, you know, one thing is that for us to get success from this, we got to know a lot of people, we got to really establish ourselves, and we don't want it to stop with us. How do we make it that 32,000 people become 60,000 people? Is it going to be done fully by us, or is it going to be done by new people coming in like yourself or other folks that can get us out there? They're like, with your podcast, you're bringing us to a new world. Well, that will grow Tampa Business Club. Well, entail it will grow all of our businesses and all the people that are coming within. That makes me proud of it. Am I going to benefit from that? Maybe, maybe not. But it allows for next generation of entrepreneurs to grow their businesses. And then 10, 20, 30 years later, we'll be talking about Tampa Business Club. We didn't know that, hey, this started off with Roberto alone. And until we decided to make it into our organization, that's when it blew up. It was great before, but it became something that, you know, that lives by itself. It has its own heartbeat. And that's why, you know, I love the networking. That's why I love organic business relationships, referrals, because this is what it's made of. I would say this is probably one of our most successful events, and it's not even over yet. This place is still packed and we're still going. And I'm wondering, like, we got 2 hours left and we still got people coming through the door. That's an awesome thing. That means there's going to be future businesses out there growing. That's a wonderful thing. So.
And it's powerful. And I appreciate y'all for doing what y'all do and actually believing in every step that y'all take, because you never know what's going to make a difference. You never know what's going to make an impact. But when you show consistently, that's where the impacts come from. So yes. I appreciate y'all for doing that. Last quick question, because we're coming up on the 5 minutes.
Yes.
What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
What does
failure is knowledge mean to you?
Failure? Well, the funny thing is that I don't really believe in failure. I believe that you're just hitting a roadblock that creates a new opportunity. So if you hit a brick wall, do you keep on running towards that brick wall? Or do you say, you know what, I can throw a rope over it and get over the wall. Or I can go around it. I can go around the wall. But you don't keep on going through the same wall. So failure is me keep on running right through that wall and saying, you know what? If I hit my head hard enough against this wall, enough times, I'm going to crash the wall. That's failure. But success is saying, you know what? This may be another way around this wall. You know, let me think about it. Let me ask others, because that's what your network's there for. Ask others. We've gone through that headache before. All of us have. If you don't get friction in your business, then something's wrong. Because what's going to happen when that friction starts and you're used to just success, you're not going to know to go around or go over the wall. You're going to just try to keep on trying because you're like, I've done this before. I'm going to get it done. Failure doesn't exist. The lack of opportunities is what I consider failure. And that's the only person that can stop that is the person doing the action. So if you're running, keep on running. If you hit a wall, find a way around or over it. If you stuck at that wall, that's failure. That's not an option for an opportunity entrepreneur, because that's truly the end. And what do you do after that? You can't work for somebody else at that point. You can't work for yourself. True failure doesn't exist unless you create it for yourself.
Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. So you can tell you're speaking from experience and not from a book. So Rocky, how can people work with you and learn more about Prudential Advisors? How can they learn more about you and everything that you're doing?
I'm sorry, what's getting in?
How can they learn more about you and everything that you're doing with Prudential Advisors?
Well, you can reach out to me. You can either call me at my cell phone, and that's 813-408-3389, or they can email me at my Prudential email, which is Rockcliff, R-O-C-K-C-L-I-F-F. Christie, at prudential.com. And I'm going to spell it out because every letter is forever.
It's so very important.
Right. Yeah. So go ahead and email me, call me, and let's set up some time to have a discussion.
That's been great, man. Rocky, I appreciate it, bro.
All right, no problem. Nice doing.